Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KRISANNEHALL.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. We've got this whole new system going on. JC's got it.
Nah, it's got nothing to do with no system.
It's got nothing to do with the new system? I don't know. This is all Greek
you
to
too.
Me, so... It's YouTube?
Yeah, they don't like you, man.
They're kicking me off, man. Oh, this is frustrating. Anyway, so basically we've just had a show for 45 minutes.
It's like it's rolling now.
And nobody actually even saw it. So we're happy to have you guys back, and we'll start over from the top.
Got to sneak in while they're not looking. Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. It kind of came up out of nowhere earlier today, like, because somebody, I don't know, I'm not going to say it out loud. Because remember I asked you if you had scheduled a broadcast on YouTube, because I hadn't. Because then I opened up the YouTube, and then there was a video scheduled, and then some people were saying it came up. Because I got a notification on my phone, then it comes up for like a minute and goes away. I mean, it's crazy. So crazy stuff going on today. YouTube
wasn't
just...
It wasn't me at all. They didn't have anything to do with that one.
But, you know, if you're regurgitating the mainstream garbage, it just rolls. Like, I watch some of these nitwits.
Plus, you get a million and a half viewers.
Yeah.
Look at the people on there going, a million viewers of somebody going, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
A bunch of garbage.
Oh, for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Seriously, there's some chick on YouTube that goes, oh.
So if you're
for 10 minutes and it has like millions of views.
If you're not regurgitating the party line, then they come at you.
Oh, see, the Liberty Cause says this morning a live stream popped up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't even know what that was. So we weren't streaming.
We were not streaming.
You didn't schedule anything. I didn't schedule anything. And then our YouTube just started broadcasting. What is going on? So,
well, I'm just
like somebody
that
got
we,
in there.
We provided an opportunity for the Liberty First followers to get together and chat for a little while.
Yeah.
And you guys been chatting for like 45 minutes while we were doing a show that wasn't even broadcasting. So it's all about liberty, right? This is
I think that's the old
awesome. That's the old chat. I don't know. You're not going to be able to put the new chat up, maybe.
I'll bet I can.
I don't know. Okay, so let's get to the show. Can we get to the show?
We can.
I want to talk about, I forget where I even started last time, but anyway, Senator Rand Paul wrote an article for Fox News.
Yeah.
And this is just so outrageous. Not that Rand Paul is outrageous, but what has happened is outrageous. So can you pull up that article
for
me? Yep,
I can do it.
Okay. All right.
I can. So Rand Paul is usually on target.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah. All right. So.
Or a
I
lot.
I don't know if you can.
It's a lot of the time.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Fox News article. I don't know if you can get the mouse to work. It was very temperamental. So anyway, here's the thing. Apparently, Adam Schiff somehow acquired Representative Nunes's phone records. Okay?
There we go.
There we go. So, Schiff, the article headline is Schiff release of phone records, right? But here's the thing. The acquisition of the phone records, to me, is worse than the release of the phone
records. Yeah, how did he get them in the first place?
How did Schiff get Nunes's phone records?
Yeah, under what authority?
Exactly. And that's the whole key. Under what authority? So scroll down here for just one second. Rand Paul says, sometimes the hypocrisy in Washington is so bad it's almost laughable. I think he could probably remove the qualifier sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, it's like the air that they breathe there now is hypocrisy. He says, the House impeachment witch hunt has reached that level this week. In what aspect? I mean, oh my goodness, there's so much hypocrisy this week. Anyway, and let's see. He says, the revelations that the Intelligence Committee Chairman, Adam Schiff, a Democrat, let's just be clear about this, a Democrat from California, had acquired and published personal phone records of Representative Nunes, a Republican from California. Okay? He acquired and published his personal phone records. First, number one, under what authority did he acquire a private person's phone records? Let me ask you a question, JC. Can I go to Verizon and ask for Adam Schiff's phone records?
You can ask.
Seriously, what's going to happen? You remember back in the day
when... In fact, just you asking probably would get you reported.
Oh, yeah. Probably just asking. A visit from the Secret Service.
Yeah, but absolutely. Schiff asked and...
And he gets them.
Anybody?
But here's the
reported?
I believe, and this has to be how it's happened, because these cell phone carriers are lawyered up.
Oh, yeah.
They are absolutely and completely lawyered up. They're not, when I was a prosecutor, JC, and we gave them subpoenas half the time, they wouldn't give us phone records. They are totally lawyered up. It's ABC's got to be in the right order. Right. So I guarantee you,
Schiff. Yeah, you got doxxed.
I guarantee you, Schiff did not call up, hey, Verizon, I'm Congressman, I'm Representative Adam Schiff. Will you please send me Representative Devin Nunes' phone records? Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. You know, that's not how it happened. So what had to have happened is that Schiff used his pretended subpoena power.
Right.
Used his pretended authority in subpoena power to get Nunes' phone records. He had to give these carriers some legal document to clear them from legal liability. Can you imagine if Nunes finds out that his phone character just carrier just handed over his phone records?
That's
We're
crazy.
Talking serious liability lawsuits there.
So
what
should he do?
So here's the thing. Go back to the article.
I mean,
I want to read this. He says, yeah, there we go. Rand Paul says this act was brazen and shameful. While it might, might want to put that up there. The act was brazen and shameful. While it may not have been illegal, parenthetical, because Congress writes its own rules on investigations,
mm-hmm.
It certainly was wrong. Problem number one. Is Rand Paul trying to describe to us that the only accountability that Congress has is to itself? Because let me tell you something. What Nunes did is a violation of law. Nunes actually used his authority in office.
No, Schiff, you mean. Against Schiff, Nunes.
Yeah. Schiff actually used his authority in office to bring forward and publish personal phone records of a political opponent.
Yeah.
Now, true, Nunes and Schiff don't run against each other. But they're both California representatives, and they're on opposite political parties. That qualifies them as political opponents. This has to be illegal. And I believe that we have evidence in our own experience of the illegality of this.
Yeah, that's what the guy that targeted you was. They went after him for doing that in the state of Florida.
Yeah, so 10 years ago, I don't know how many of you know my story, 10 years ago I was fired by an elected official for teaching the Constitution on my own time. All right? So I believe that when we as a family stood up against him, it shined a spotlight on this guy. And he was caught using his authority to run criminal background checks on his political opponents.
Right. So he got thrown out of office, ran out of office for that.
There was an indictment brought against him by the governor.
Right.
Right? You don't bring indictments for things that may not be illegal.
Yeah.
Right?
So he was...
This is the same thing. Maybe different documents, but the exact same thing.
Exactly. He's thrown out of office for doing what Schiff did.
And potentially criminally indicted.
Could have been prosecuted.
So you cannot tell me that this is not a crime. This is absolutely a crime, unless you want to tell me, and I'm calling out to Rand Paul. Hey, Rand Paul, listen to me. Hey, I know you got somebody who listens to our show. I want you to know. I want you to tell me why this is not a crime. Tell me, please, why this is not a crime. Because if you tell me that congressmen cannot be criminally indicted, then we got a big problem here. Got a big, 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 big problem.
Yeah, Rand Paul says in the statement there, it certainly tramples on rights normally held dear. Okay, if something is a right and it's trampled, it's violated, that's illegal. That's breaking
illegal.
The law,
that's
right?
That's illegal.
So purpose of law.
Here's what Nunes needs to do. Nunes needs to go to his local sheriff and file a criminal police report. He needs a criminal report against Schiff today. Yep. He should do that right now. He shouldn't even hesitate.
Call the cops.
That should be something he should do.
Call the cops, bro.
He should have his wife. I mean, it's his personal phone records. I'm sure his wife is on there.
Yeah.
His wife's not a politician. She can go down to the sheriff's office and file a criminal report against Schiff.
Call the cops.
Seriously, this is a crime. But what is this continuing theme that we are seeing, JC, all over about a double standard, about a different law for people in Washington, D.C., a different standard? Look at what he says. Because Congress writes its own rules on investigations. I can't get over that little phrase, JC. Is Rand Paul saying that the only way a congressman can be investigated is if he's investigated by himself? He says, but most of all, what it did was expose that Schiff, for all his pompous bluster, is doing exactly what he's accused Trump of doing, using his power to investigate his political opponents. I don't think that's the most of all of what it did. I don't think the hypocrisy in this is the most of all.
Right.
I think the most of all is Schiff committed a crime. And he needs
one
to be held
many.
Accountable.
One of many.
Want to do a break?
Go for it.
All right. Liberty First Gear. Go to chrisannhall.com. Go to chrisannhall.com. We have a shop. Click on the shop button, and you can see all of the great Liberty First gear. Remember, don't just pontificate, educate. And you can educate with your wear. The Real Women of Courage series, our leggings, JC, I'm gonna remind you, I'm gonna nag you one more time. People are asking for the Liberty Over Security, Principle Over Party, Truth Over Personality t-shirt.
Roger that.
Roger that, JC.
I got news, I didn't tell you this before, but they can go to the store now and type in the code LibertyFirst10 and get 10% off. LibertyFirst10 will get you 10% off of anything in the store.
The two JC's.
So you can do that.
Two least favorite words in combination: Christmas shopping.
Anyway, so we got the Got Liberty T-shirt,
which
is popular,
super popular shirt. 10% off.
Got
the gun shirts.
Gun T-shirt.
Being necessary to the security of the free state, wear it to your local town hall meeting, right?
Yeah.
10% off. Look at all of this Liberty First gear. We have phone covers. We have coffee mugs, postcards, T-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, leggings. Come on, ladies. Who doesn't want a socialist suck T-shirt?
Liberty First 10. Get your 10% off.
You can get your Liberty First University gear there as well. We have the best fake news sweatshirts and T-shirts and coffee mugs because they are historically accurate.
Rock on.
And all you need to do is go to chrisannhall.com.
Do it.
Click on the shop.
Do it now.
And then enter the promo code
Liberty First 10.
Liberty, all as one thing.
Yep, one word. Liberty First 10.
Liberty First and the numbers 10. All in one word, you get 10% off. Who could ask for more than 10% off on liberty?
You got it.
10% off on your education.
So did you see the Biden going at the guy in Iowa?
Yes, I did. I saw that.
That was pretty crazy.
Biden going after the dude in Iowa. That is super duper crazy. Creepy Joe. Creepy Joe at it again. And he gets all up in this guy's grill.
Yeah.
So the guy stands up in this town hall meeting.
Don't punch the former vice president.
Do not punch him in the face. So the guy stands up and questions Biden about using his political office to threaten the Ukraine to get his son a job.
Yeah.
Right?
Which apparently he did.
Which, no. What he admits to doing in a CFR conference.
Right.
I mean, he's like yucking it up with the guy at the CFR conference, right? Where do you hear what I told the Ukrainian government? If you don't do this, if you don't get rid of that prosecutor that's harassing my son, I'm not going to give you billions of dollars of aid. So, and he's totally yucking it up.
So Biden
says
he's
bragging on this.
School full of kids and cusses the guy and challenges him to an IQ test, a push-up contest,
and a jogging contest. A jogging, he said, let's go jogging. Let's do push-ups. Let's have an IQ contest.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Absolutely crazy. Are you going to play some of this?
Yeah, we could probably play.
No one has ever said that.
He's asking the guy. He's asking the question. Joe's already yelled at him. Let's see.
Look at all the young people. This has got to be like
it's some kind of school.
It's got to be a school thing. Got to be something with a kid down there.
I went too fast for it.
Oh, there we go.
It's going crazy.
I got a question I want you to answer.
You better make sure we're still alive again, you know.
We all know Trump.
Yeah, you can't hear the guy's question.
So look how close up he's getting.
Yeah, he gets
on him.
All up on him, and he's real belligerent. So you can see how he goes at him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's crazy how... I mean, Joe's like this belligerent dude, man. He really, and he tries to play this tough guy. He tries to be tough guy.
Yeah, let's do push-ups. Dude, really?
What
look
is
the
that?
Guy you know when he looks at him, I swear to you, if you listen to this video, JC, I swear to you that he has a Freudian slip, that Creepy Joe has a Freudian slip, and he calls the guy fat.
That's not a Freudian slip. He just calls the guy fat.
Did he really?
Yeah, no, he says
okay,
it.
He cuts it off.
Like, he goes, listen, fat, and then stop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you can see all the kids in the back, like, giggle and laugh and look at each other when Joe calls this guy fat. And
the guy's about to go fat, right?
Yeah,
the goes, fat three.
Listen, fat, and then he, you know, changes, like, switches gears, man. So Joe's unhinged. I mean, God forbid this guy gets in office, but man, it would be entertaining because
he just cannot control himself.
That
we learned, you know, because they kept calling Donald Trump the most vile president that we've ever had, right?
Yeah.
The most vile president we've ever had. Yeah. And we did the research, actually, found out that Donald Trump is not the most vile president we've ever had.
And Joe wouldn't be either. But,
no.
But,
no.
You know, Joe's got a mouth.
It'd be hard to outdo Johnson.
But... Joe has a mouth problem.
Press conferences in his underwear.
I mean, people think Trump is bombastic, and you know, he said Trump shoots from the hip, and just he's got a mouth problem too.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
But Joe's,
that's Donald Trump's biggest problem: diarrhea of the mouth, and he cannot be controlled.
But I think Joe is worse in some ways because Creepy Joe is very threatening. When people challenge him, I saw the college student the one time. I think the one with even a female, and he grabs mm-hmm. her. And Joe is like almost violent, man. There's just like there's something under the surface. He's just ready to pop. And so.
Well, but he's always got his hands all over women.
It's crazy.
He's always manhandling women.
Yeah.
I think he has some kind of misogynistic power tripping thing going on. He certainly has a power trip with this
guy. Oh, it's
guy,
anybody. So no, I don't think it's just a women thing. I don't think it's like misogynistic. I mean, that's anybody. He just looks at people like that. You're less than him. You're beneath him. I mean, he says, when the guy challenged him, he goes, I'm running because I know more than everybody else and I can get things done.
Yeah,
I mean, it's literally what he says. I am running because I know more than everybody else. So Joe looks down on everybody. Trump just, for Trump, it's just, it's no monitor. It's if it's in here, it's out here. So he's just direct.
And
he says, you know what he thinks.
We got to be honest. Trump actually believes, you know, he's got a narcissistic tendency. But I'm going to tell
you. Trump loves Trump.
Trump loves Trump. But you.
So does Biden.
Look.
Love
in
Biden.
Today's day and age, if you don't have a degree of narcissism, you're not even running for president.
Right. For sure, for
sure. You're not even running for president.
No, any of those politicians like that. But Joe, like I said, Joe has this, Trump, it's not like, he doesn't come at people violently or whatever unless it's somebody else that's belligerent.
Right.
Right? Somebody being belligerent, then he comes back at him, you know, which is normal. Like, that's what you would do. Joe, unprovoked. Like, when somebody simply questions him, he comes back, like, real threatening.
Yeah.
And, man, he's a crazy dude. He is, like, unhinged. And so, like, people talked about Trump being, you know, we can't trust him if he gets in president because he's just going to start launching nukes at everybody kind of thing. We're going to be in a war, right? That was the take on Trump.
Well, look how that one worked out. He's the one that's actually trying to get us out of wars.
So, but I think that's Joe. Like, when you see the way he reacts to people, how he comes at them, like, just, I'm talking about at the drop of a hat, and he'll drop the hat and just like, let's get it on. Let's go. Let's do it.
Obviously, so now you imagine him. Just asked him a question, right? Seriously,
so now imagine
ask him a question.
With this guy with
the finger on the button.
Finger on the button. He's got nukes at his you know what? You questioning me? Oh, let's play a nuke game. Let's play catch the nuke. You wanna do that? I mean, it's crazy. Dude is out of control. I'm telling you. Joe's dangerous. Joe's creepy and Joe's dangerous.
Creepy and dangerous and creepy dangerous.
Right.
All right, so JC, I published a new article today, and we need to talk about impeachment.
Again?
Well, we have, you know, we
okay,
need
lay it
to
out.
We need to be the ones that are actually giving out some truth here.
Do it.
Because there's so many lies, so much misinformation out there, just absolute lies. And so I published this article. I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, it was one we talked about initially. You know, you keyed in on the problematic paragraphs. I think we're going to still put a side-by-side thing. We promised that we'll throw that up there just so they can see it. But, you know, you really brought out the problematic parts and focus on that.
The title of the article
is
Hamilton.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you. That Hamilton silences impeachment fools. And I had to put a picture of Nancy up there because of her speech today.
Because she's an impeachment fool.
Because she's an impeachment fool, but she's on my mind because we're actually going to go over one of her videos today.
Oh, Lord.
I know, JC. JC was crusty in the show yesterday.
And I'm like, I've come kind of out of the crustiness, and now you're trying to put me back. You're going to make me listen to Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Because
I was
it.
Good and crusty yesterday listening to these idiots, man.
But it should be no big deal.
Lord,
I mean, we're going to do it slowly.
I'm sorry, guys.
And we're going to use it as an educational tool.
I'm trying to be happy and cheery. And she's going to make me listen to this idiot again.
But I was on the Kate Daly show today, and we were talking about this.
Yeah.
I mean, because you had those three idiots up there testifying according to to the committee, right?
The three political hacks, the professor hacks.
The professor hacks to the impeachment fools.
Yeah.
Right? You know what, JC? I don't want to, you know, be so all ADD here and just jump around, but it just occurred to me in a courtroom, right? Because we learn from Federalist 65 that, yes, our founders intended this to be a court-style proceeding.
Right.
Right? Hamilton, in the beginning of Federalist 65, talks about the Senate's judicial character and building an impeachment court, right? And so I was thinking when I was talking to Kate on Kate Daly's show, because, you know, as a prosecutor, I've tried bunches of cases. I've tried cases with expert witnesses. Now, allegedly, these attorneys were witnesses and expert witnesses. But I'll tell you, from a legal perspective, they were neither. Okay? First off, they can't be classified as witnesses because you'll remember that Matt Gaetz asked them, raise your hand if you have any material knowledge about the phone call or anything, that these allegations against Donald Trump.
So material witnesses, they are not.
They are not material witnesses. But they're not expert witnesses either, because they were not experts on the Constitution, nor were they experts on the on impeachment. As by the proof of their testimony, they can't be considered expert witnesses on impeachment.
Yeah.
So here's how this would go. Your Honor, I object to the admission of these witnesses as expert witnesses. Number one, they have failed to show any knowledge of the evidence in this case. And number two, they have failed to qualify under the specific terms of qualification for an expert witness. So, Your Honor, I make a motion to exclude their testimony. Motion granted. That point, the judge would look at the jury and say, jury, we have excluded these witnesses and their testimony from your review because they have proven that they have no material evidence to or knowledge of the situation at hand, and they have been unable to prove that they are experts in the field necessary to give a legal opinion. Since we're excluding them, you must ignore everything that you've heard from them. What you've heard from them cannot be used in your decision making, and their testimony, and this is the key, will be stricken from the record.
Now get out of here.
Right? That's exactly what should happen.
Hit the road, Jack.
So, I don't know. Anyway, so...
No, I like it. I like it.
Hit the road, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
That's what ought to happen, yeah, man. I mean, let them go. Get out of there. Get out of there.
Yeah. So, anyway, I wrote the article, Hamilton Silences Impeachment Fools, and it's just going through the Federalist 65, the very important parts about how they're claiming that impeachment can be anything, right? Impeachment can be anything, anything political. So we put that to sleep. Now, when I was talking to Kate today, I read this portion of Federalist 65, and she said, oh my goodness, you can't tell me that was written in 1778.
Right.
She said, that's like Alexander Hamilton was sitting outside the impeachment hearings.
Yeah.
And
Sitting in CNN, or sitting in the airport watching CNN.
Sitting that's in the airport watching
more like
CNN,
it.
Tapping on his laptop and posting his Instagram, right?
Right.
So let's listen to this. This is Alexander Hamilton giving us a warning in 1778. He says, and I quote, in many cases, impeachment will connect itself with pre-existing factions and will enlist all their animosities, partialities, influence, and interests on one side or on the other. And in such cases, there will always be, and I love this, the greatest danger that the decisions will be regulated more by the comparative strength of parties than by the real demonstrations of guilt or innocence.
Right.
Is this not exactly what we're seeing? How many times have you heard one of these noodleheads saying, we're the majority now, and because we're the majority, watch what we can do. We will impeach because we have the majority. We are the ones in power. Nancy Pelosi saying, we're in the first branch.
No.
Right? We're in the
so
first branch. She's right up there obnoxious with Creepy Joe. You've seen her yell at people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She is just a vile creature. A vile, vile creature. And so what we have is the exact opposite of what our founders believed an impeachment would look like. If they said, okay, what's impeachment look like? Oh, political parties taking sides and impeaching someone in government because they don't like their politics? That's what you think impeachment is? Are you guys stupid? That's exactly the opposite of what we think impeachment is. Do you know what impeachment does under these under the the rules of Congress now? Do you know what that does to the office of the president?
What?
It makes the office of the president a hireling of Congress. Because the president's job is now dependent upon whether he pleases Congress or not in his political policy. And that's exactly what the anti-federalists were terrified about in the power being delegated to Congress. We have the exact opposite of what we're supposed to be. We're living out the warnings as if they were prophecy. Everybody having fun there in the chat room, JC?
Looks like it. I was looking at David saying about the AR. I almost brought the AR and just leaned it up in the corner
Yeah.
Just so I'd have it handy, you know?
Yesterday when we went live,
especially if you're going to make me listen to
Paul. The dog was running all over the videos, so today the dog's not with us today. All right, so to make sure that you understand what the Constitution actually means, what our founders actually mean, why don't you sign up at libertyfirstuniversity.com, right? Where you get training as if the founders themselves were teaching it. It's the only place you're going to get something that's not corrupted by federal supremacism, judicial supremacism, that's not got somebody's agenda-driven ideology in it. We teach only what the founders themselves thought about the Constitution and the history behind it. This Liberty First University education, you know, we do something better than the colleges do.
What's that?
We don't give you a degree. We give you an education.
Amen.
And so that's why Liberty First University is so important. You know, at this gift-giving season, why not give a subscription to Liberty First University to the young people? I mean, I can't think of a better long-standing Christmas gift. Are you ready, JC?
I am not, but you go ahead. Make me do it.
All right, start over. Oh, yeah, you got to find out where she walks in. There you go.
You're going to make me listen to her.
I'm going to make you listen to her just because I cannot walk away from such an amazing teaching tool.
Okie dokie.
By the way, don't forget, everybody, to go to chrisannhall.com, get share the article that I published today about Hamilton silences impeachment fools, speaking of Nancy Pelosi's speech, and really help us be the counterculture to what mainstream media is beating us over the head with. I mean, this is really, really important stuff.
I'll let you run it, and then I can go get my gun.
You're going to go get your gun? All right.
Go ahead.
All right.
Knock yourself out.
All right. I don't know how to drive this submarine. All right. Nancy Pelosi's speech. I don't know if you've seen this. We're not going to watch all of it. If you have an air sick bag with you, you might want to go ahead and grab it just so you can actually be free from any mess that results. I found it physically nauseating, but it's important that we suffer for the cause of liberty. So let's hear this, and I'm going to be stopping periodically, so don't worry. We're going to make sure that we use this as a teaching tool, as I promised.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people.
Let me start that over just a little bit more. JC went too forward. Far forward.
Good morning. Let us begin where our founders began. In 1776.
Yes, I know. Just the fact that that comes out of her mouth makes you want to go, ugh! But anyway, let's go. I said it just for the cause. It's for the cause.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with another. With those words, our founders courageously began our Declaration of Independence.
JC, Oh, JC's not mic'd up. JC, there's got to be some kind of, they can't see you, dude. Mic up, man.
Go ahead.
They have to, there has to be some kind of disease from chronic alcoholism. Because I really don't think that Nancy Pelosi is actually intoxicated here. But she does not look well. There's something wrong with her. People's mouths don't work like that. And the way her speech is just, it's just incredible. So, all right.
No, she doesn't look well. She doesn't sound well either. So, anyway.
All right, so here we go.
She never sounds well to me.
From an oppressive monarch, for among other grievances, the king's refusal to follow rightfully passed laws.
All right, so what's the implication here?
Donald Trump, the monarch, the out-of-control king.
The out-of-control king who refuses to follow established laws.
Mm-hmm.
Which law, JC? Which law?
Maybe a law.
Months and months and months and months this has gone on and on and on and on. And there has never been a single law with evidence that they say they can indict him for.
Right.
They can prosecute him for, right? Not a single law.
Nope.
Not a single one.
In the course of today's events, it becomes necessary for us to address, among other grievances, the president's failure to faithfully execute the law.
The law! What law? To faithfully execute what law? Now, here's what I think, JC. Can I switch back and forth?
Mm-hmm.
How do I switch back and forth?
Voila.
Okay. Woohoo. All right. JC's teaching me. Here's what I think. They are going to start harping on this thing, that obstruction of justice, because they demanded records from Donald Trump and he did not give them to him. But what he did was he went to the courts and said, hey, they're asking for my records. I don't think they deserve to have my records. What do you say, court?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's how...
Sounds like due process.
Due process. That's how checks and balances are supposed to work. Well, now the House leadership, because we're the majority and we're the Democrats and we have all the power, they got all their panties in a wad because he didn't just hand over according to their demands. And so now... they're going to start, because I think that's really the only legal thing they can hang their head on is obstruction. Because obviously they define obstruction to mean anything as they want, just as they define impeachment to mean anything as they want.
Right.
So Donald Trump, by following the rule of law in the Constitution, is being accused of not following the law. But what exactly is he not following, JC?
Nobody knows.
No, I know.
What's that?
He's not following their orders.
Right.
They think their orders are the equivalent to the rule of law. Right? All right.
Absolutely.
Let's go for just a few more seconds.
When crafting the Constitution, the founders feared the return of a monarchy in America. And having just fought a war of independence, they specifically feared the prospect of a king president corrupted by foreign influence.
Do you know...
Russia!
Russia. Historically
they just can't
speaking,
get over that thing.
No, they can't. And they will not get over it, right? So, historically speaking...
Mm-hmm.
Historically speaking, they were just as concerned, if not more concerned, with an overpowering Congress.
Right.
There's probably more text, if you do like a comparative analysis, more text about their fear of Congress becoming exactly what Nancy Pelosi is than they are about the king, the president becoming king. Now, I'm not saying they aren't concerned about the president becoming king. I mean, I've written articles on it. Go read Federalist 69. That's why the president has like this much power, right? Compared to Congress's this much power. But they were very, very concerned that this much power would become too much power. And you know what else they were concerned about? They were concerned about the Congress uniting with other branches, like the judiciary, to take control of the president.
Were they concerned about House Speaker drinking while on duty?
Probably. All right. Well, just for JC's nerves, he's got his gun with him. So just for JC's nerves, we're going to go ahead and skip forward to this part that I want you to see.
This committed by the president erodes the rule of law. Will that man be above it who can?
Here we go.
George
Mason. The
George Mason quote. Shall any man be above justice? Shall that man be above it who can commit the most extensive injustice? In his great wisdom, he knew that injustice committed by the president erodes the rule of law, the very idea that of fair justice, which is the bedrock of our democracy.
Now pause there for just a second, JC.
Lord have mercy. What
fair
hypocrisy.
Justice. Okay, I know everybody in the chat room is going, we are not a democracy. You know what? Mm-hmm. We are not a democracy. But that is sort of overshadowed by the whole idea that she's standing before us.
Lecturing
about the rule of law and fair justice. What exactly in this entire year-long process has had even the semblance of resembling anything? Just a modicum of fair justice. Never. Not a bit. Not anything. Mm-mm. So to have her stand up there in her pious, pompous... You know, the only thing that's missing is her bony little finger going like this. Mm. Right? That's the only thing that's missing. Because that's exactly, in her mind, that's what she's doing. Her bony little finger. Right? And she hates these founders. She hates them.
Right.
And when you watch this video, she has to force a smile on her face. It's crazy. Am I lying? You go watch this. She's like, James Madison, George Mason. I usually hate these guys, and I'd usually be telling you that they're misogynistic slave owners and that we shouldn't have high schools named after them and we should pull down their monuments and take down their pictures. But today, it works for me. So now I'm going to say, James Madison. Seriously.
Where's my air sickness bag?
I warned you. You better have it. All right. Put her back up there again.
But if we allow a president to be above the law, we do so surely at the peril of our republic. In America, no one is above the law.
In America, no one is above the law. See, this is why I thought when... Rand Paul said that sometimes the hypocrisy, right? You're covering it up with your body now. You need to put it on the brick side.
See, that's the season of peace. Like, I feel, this gives me peace. Oh, I feel so much better.
Is that a legal magazine?
I feel so much better. This is the, and this has nothing to do with Pelosi or anybody. This is the Rock River Arms LAR-47. I love this rifle. It is great. It's my sight there.
The gun is always loaded.
Very nice.
Don't point it at people.
I didn't point it at nobody. This is, yes, peace.
So,
this is how I make, well, when I shoot it, go shoot it, then I really feel better. But
yeah.
That's what I have to do. I listen to this stuff. I mean, listen to her. Oh, my goodness. And quoting. I mean, she literally says the wisdom of George Mason.
George Mason.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, if you can tolerate it, go back and watch the
video. I have to hold this for an hour or two after listening to somebody like her.
But here's the thing, okay? I'm not going to make you do it, but later on, she goes on to say...
This video is getting censored.
Yes, absolutely banned. Getting banned, censored. It's no monetary, no distribution, no... You better make sure we're still on.
We're on.
Yeah, you better make sure we're still on. So anyway, I'm not going to make anybody, torture anybody more at the video, but she actually goes on and says... that the president's expansion of power, he makes... See, Donald Trump, with his diarrhea of his mouth, he really sort of shoots himself in the foot because he makes this stupid comment Article 2 says that I can do practically anything, right?
So they use it against him.
So now they use it against him, right? Well, here's the thing. Liberty First listeners, longtime listeners, you've heard me back in the day when Megyn Kelly was on Fox. And Megyn Kelly had her constitutional expert on, and they were talking about the powers of the president back, I think it was at the end of Obama's term, at the time when the election was coming up. I thought it was right around that time. And their constitutional expert says, and I just, oh man, I remember, right? Well, you realize this dude, right? Which really freaks me out because these Fox News people always have their experts that are experts in idiocy, right? So he says, well, you realize, Megyn, that when the founders wrote Article 2 in the Constitution, they really delegated the power, they really delegated the president an enormous amount of power. He can really do practically whatever he wants to do.
So that's probably what.
And then Megyn Kelly, I remember this, like, seared into my brain. Megyn Kelly's like, oh, yes, yes, you're right.
So
you're
we
right.
need a president at Liberty First University.
Yeah, so he's getting his constitutional education from Megyn Kelly, right? You know, instead of LibertyFirstUniversity.com, right? So anyway.
You think the president owns an AR?
I think he probably owns 12. Look how much money he has. Don't tell me if he's ever shot one before, but I bet he owns one. What do you think?
I feel infringed. Yeah, Tannerite. Tannerite. I've heard of Tannerite. Yeah, Tannerite. That's fun, man.
All right. So anyway, later on in this speech, Nancy Pelosi starts talking about how the president, expansion of his power beyond Article 2, is why our founders believed he must be impeached. At that moment, JC, Nancy Pelosi made the argument for every single member of Congress to be impeached.
Yeah.
Seriously.
For sure.
When was the last time that members of Congress have not surpassed the Constitution's limits? When is the last? Oh, you know what would be easier? You know what would be easier? To find a time when Congress actually followed the Constitution.
Right.
So let's say Nancy Pelosi says if you expand your authority beyond the Constitution, you ought to be impeached. I'm like, woohoo, let's go. Right? Let's start drawing up a list. We can have our own French Revolution. We don't need to have a guillotine. We got the power of impeachment. Let's just start at the top and start impeaching our way down. Nancy's all in favor of it. Nancy wants to impeach everybody who doesn't follow the Constitution. She ought to be careful because here's the thing. We'll wrap this up right here. Article 2, Section 4 says not just impeachment of the president, the vice president, and all civil officers, that's everybody who works in the federal government, elected or not, are subject to impeachment. If this new standard is how they're doing this, all right then. Because I'm all with her. When the course of history brings us to the point where it's time to alter or abolish, to throw off the bounds that have been tied us and infringing upon us, we're not a kingdom. We don't have to pick up a sword. We don't have to take him to the guillotine, but we can impeach him. And that's what I'm saying. Let's just go ahead and impeach. Hey, JC, why don't you tell people while you got the gun in your hand how they can support us?
Yeah, you can text IMPACT 2020 to 33777. I'm wondering if we could if we can maybe broadcast live from the range sometime. Wouldn't that be cool?
We'd have to have an internet signal. I don't know what kind of internet signal we had at the range, but we
can take this girl to the range and man, have some fun. Wouldn't that be great?
Shall not be infringed today.
Yeah.
We could have a whole shall not be infringed show. We could I'll do a little constitutional training.
That's not a
on the right to keep and bear arms, and if it was, who cares? Because it's not the authority of the federal government to tell me I can't have one.
Look at the size of that magazine.
I wouldn't have.
Wow.
You mean the clip?
No, I mean the magazine. Somebody said it's not a magazine, it's a novel. Come on, look at that. Beautiful.
Are you compensating?
Negative.
Sorry, getting out of control here.
So I
just think this is absolutely valuable information. I'm not seeing it anywhere else. Somebody contact Judge Jeanine. Tell her, have Chris Ann on your show so you can get some real constitutional expert advice, you know. Amen. So she doesn't have to feel like she's the only one with a brain on Fox anymore. Speaking of only one with a brain, I don't want to drag this on anymore, but what in the heck has happened to Judge Napolitano? I saw another. He's all on this founder said you could impeach somebody for anything. Mm-hmm. The man, I think it's Alzheimer's or something. You can't have the clips that you can find Judge Napolitano going on these rants about an out-of-control federal government and then have him saying the things that he's saying today. I'm just sort of mind blown. I don't know. What's going on there? So, again, I don't know. Maybe because I'm here. Maybe because JC's here. I'm saying you're not finding this anywhere else. So share it. If I know you're watching this on YouTube right now. Subscribe, click the bell so you get proper notifications when we go live. JC, are we going to promise to be live tomorrow at 7 o'clock too?
Tomorrow's
Friday.
Friday? You doing a live Friday? Sure.
Friday at 7 p.m.
Rock on, man.
We will be here. Oh, 6 p.m. I'm sorry. 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So test your notice there at YouTube. If you don't get a notice, make sure you check in tomorrow at 6 p.m. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you on behalf of our son Colton for your dedication to liberty. Thank you for your support in all these years. I want to shout out to Victor and his daughter. I don't know if she made it back on through all the crazy stuff. But I want to say thank you guys for supporting us all these years. God bless you guys. You want to say goodbye, JC?
I think my mic fell off.
I think they can probably still hear you.
All right. Peace. Goodwill towards men.
Do you have an exit for us on
Peace.
This all fancy right. system?
See you guys.
Bye-bye.